Domestic Disputes. My name is Russell Hicks.
My name is Zara Barry.
Thank you so much for joining us. I forget that you're in there right away now.
I know. It's my new thing.
Guys, first of all, I just want to say I know that everyone was probably very concerned. The first thing I imagine our listeners did when they found out that Bill and Melinda were no more, Bill and Melinda Gates, is they went, "Dear God, please tell me that Domestic Disputes hasn't ceased to exist."
Why would Bill and Melinda's divorce make our podcast defunct?
Because it shook all of us. It shook us to our very core.
I was genuinely more upset that they're getting divorced than I was for my parents. I think that's what Freud calls transference.
I think they could have waited until we were out of the vaccine crisis.
27 years.
Yeah, you couldn't have waited until, you know, we had delivered all the vaccines. We're dealing with a lot here. People are already losing faith in the vaccine, and now, you know, because they deliver it, they're instrumental in delivering it in Africa.
How do we know that the vaccine was properly administered? If they were having marriage trouble, that's going to distract them from making the vaccine good.
Well, they're not making the vaccine, but they're like they're part of helping it be delivered in Africa. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, apparently the foundation was a little weak.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The foundation.
Thank you. It's nightclub comedy.
They're going to continue working together.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people probably, their concept of monogamy was shaken to their core, and they said, I cannot handle, you know, one power couple has already gone down.
What, Kim and Kanye?
Yes, but then Bill and Melinda, and I think people just thought, I mean,
yeah, I've lost
because the next logical
faith in love now.
The next logical, oh, don't say that. I'm trying to calm these. I'm saying the next logical thought is people go, what about Russell and Zara? And we're here to tell you that we are
as much as we have a very similar lifestyle to Bill and Melinda.
Yeah. We do.
We will not
Well,
be
hopefully
following.
Not cuz they hate each other now or something or it's irretrievable.
No, but I'm saying we have a similar life,
they said it
but
so,
we're not going to
you know
not
what?
Going to split up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you know what's funny? They said it so like I don't want to say like pompous, but you know, like their own style. It was very like educated the way they even broke up. It's funny,
yeah.
It's funny like cuz when Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin broke up, they said it in their very typical way, you know, where they said like
that's
we've
the cool
like
thing now.
But then Bill and Melinda were like it is irretrievable.
They actually, I think they said
it was irretrievably.
It was irreconcilably not able to resuscitate.
Yes. yeah.
And,
exactly.
We wish that. No, but the thing is, they do have to. Like
the mainframe is down. Our hard drive has been eradicated. Okay. All right.
Don't talk.
And
about
it's funny.
Bill Gates
no, because then you talk.
Because
if you talk to someone down in the pub, yeah, I wish. Had a message, you know, calling it quits.
No, it's more like...
I'm out my arse.
It's more like, fucking bitch is fucking taking my money and I'm going to fucking take her for a ride.
Well, how would you... So, like, what do you think our... What would our idiosyncratic little spin on it... Let's just
what
say,
we
God forbid,
okay.
In some parallel universe with this union...
Ooh, that's a good question. What would we say? We'd probably say something like,
"I'd be very chilled about it."
Whilst we have very,
but what
we have
you
a lot
said?
Of respect for each other,
really,
and we'll never lose that respect.
I could see myself.
But we've decided to respect other people as well.
I could see myself like not knowing you dumped me for like a year.
Oh, I could see that happening
like,
as well.
No, we're just like. We're just not really hanging out right now, and like, and then like, I find out you're getting married. I'm like, what? Anyway.
Yeah, we do the cliche. You think we're on a break?
Yeah,
I just spat.
Yeah, I'd be like, cool. I'd be like, no, she's just writing a lot. Like, we're cool,
yeah,
man.
She's moved in with her mum, and you know, it's totally normal. She.
I did fall for that when I was about 18. No, I did. I was my one of my first girlfriends, like. Would totally just like was a kind of a a chain relationship person, you know?
Yeah.
So she was like,
hopping from one.
So she jumped to this other guy and then told me we were on a break just to see if it would work out. I mean, that's psycho,
sneaky.
Right? And I was like 17 or something. So it's like, whatever. This is, you know, it's not a big deal. But I remember I was so sick of the relationship anyway that I was thrilled. I couldn't believe how lucky I was that she was telling me we could finally take a break. I was like, that is the best idea ever. Well, and literally, like, I didn't speak to her for like 3 months. And I still thought,
and you still thought you were going out?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. And I just, I remember after like 2 months, I thought, I should call her and just make sure it's.
Did you see other people?
I should keep like a line in the water. No, I saw my friends and I got drunk all the time.
So
I
didn't have any like extra sexual relations with anyone for 3 months?
Oh, I don't know.
You were going out.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so.
That is a story, though.
Because I'm still, you know what? Because I was still faithful.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's a complete waste of trust, but. I mean, you think of all the girls you could have shagged.
But no, I just remember it's kind of like, it's just like how my relationship.
You're never going to get that 3 months back.
My relationship with time is that, like, you know me, is like I didn't realize it had been 2 months.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I haven't talked to her in a while. And I was like, it's been like 3 months. And I'm like, oh. And people would ask me, are you still with? I'd be like, yeah, yeah, we are. We're just taking a.
It sounds to me like your relationship history, they always dump you and you're always Mm-mm. relieved. It's like,
yes,
you know, you
yes.
can dump people.
That is true.
You could just dump. You could have just dumped her when you actually wanted her.
You know, you say that. See, you've never experienced what I've experienced. I have had girlfriends who refuse the dump.
Yeah.
They refuse it. I say it's literally like you're at a job and you fire them and they go, no. And you, what can you do?
Yeah.
Seriously, think about it. If you broke up with me right now and I said, that's not happening, and I just sat down and watched TV, what can you do besides forcibly remove me?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that does happen to couples, to be honest.
It happened to me all the time.
We say that comically, but no, I mean, I think you have to, if you didn't move out, or I would just leave, surely. I could just leave and you would have the flat.
Well, you're stronger than me. I would get.
You'd have to pay double.
It always seemed like too much effort.
Like
these are how all
I was
my breakups.
Giving you anything for free.
All my breakups were like this: we're breaking up. No, seriously, we're breaking up. No, I'm not leaving. And then I'd be like, oh, all right, then. Do you want to go to dinner? Like that was it. And I would just be like, forget it. Like, and I would just, and they'd be fine with that.
That's crazy.
Now, speaking of breakups, there's a new trend going on, Zara.
Yes.
You know, as you know, my belief is that the only reason people seem to get married anyway is they want to have a wedding.
They want to have a party.
If you eliminated weddings, there would be no more marriages. 99% of marriages would disappear.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think a lot of people just want a bloody good party.
To prove my point, and I think this is the end of marriage, there is apparently a new trend. Obviously, it's starting in the entertainment circles where they can afford this kind of debauchery. When you get divorced, there is now a divorce party.
Yes. I'm in two minds about this, to be honest, because I think that everyone has, when you get divorced, you, or even when you split up with someone, I'm sure everyone has a night where they just celebrate the fact that a new chapter, right? But they don't necessarily label it as such. They get their girlfriends together and go, let's go out. You know, I've just got out of this horrible relationship and let's just go out and celebrate my newfound freedom, right? That's fine. But I think labeling it a divorce party or a breakup party is a bit, probably maybe slightly insensitive. It depends. I mean, what do you invite? Do you send invitations and put divorce party? You know, that's what is going on in Hollywood, apparently.
Yeah, it's obnoxious, isn't it?
It's a bit.
It's cruel to the other person. Hooray, I'm not with you. It's like, I don't know. It's
but
just
maybe,
like.
What if that other person was horrible and deserved it?
I don't know. I just think. Well, who's going to judge that? It's just, okay, I can't tell you exactly what's it. There's something about it where it's like, oh, so we figured out how to have a party on the way out now? Like, what is the point of this? So the whole point of the marriage was a party. And you know what I say? No, you don't get to have a party on the way out.
I think you're being a bit scroogey now.
Here's what I think. I say this. We reverse the tradition where women... Okay, we turn a divorce party into the norm. There's no more wedding, but there's a divorce party.
Okay.
People get divorced constantly.
Why are you so against parties? Like, seriously, like, I don't have a I don't have a problem with people celebrating their divorce. I think that's great. I think that's really, really, I think that'll just keep you sane. But I wouldn't necessarily call it a divorce party. Or if I did, I'd say it, I wouldn't like make a thing of it on social media. I'd just go, it's my divorce party. You're coming to my divorce party. You know, that sort of thing.
There's something totally obnoxious about it. It's like,
I think it's obnoxious when you do the invitations and make it
because
it bigger...
it's almost like I don't want to celebrate this because the fact that you are having a divorce party is indicative of why your marriage didn't work. Because guess what? You had a marriage party. So why don't you, instead of wasting my time and making me go to both, just have a party. You don't want to get married. You want a party. I don't think weddings should be a thing. I seriously don't.
I don't think that people are actually doing a divorce party as if it's a wedding. I think all they're doing is having a little soiree at their house, probably, with a few drinks and some dinner, and maybe or going out to a club or whatever. I don't think people are being like, oh, I'm going to get like a divorce bridesmaids and I'm going to get my divorce, you know.
Yeah, they are. That's the thing.
No, they're not doing like a ceremony, like a wedding. It's literally just like a night out just to like let rip.
And right. So and then it goes on Instagram. It goes on Instagram. It's just pathetic. Yeah, I want no part of it.
It goes.
I want no part of it because it's going to be like, yay. This is the whole point of the divorce party. First of all, I mean, I hate to make this a gender thing. I don't think there's a man who I'm not sure this is a male organized thing. We do have divorce parties. But I don't think that we don't have a divorce party. We just kind of like go out together.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think most people are not being like, sending invites to their divorce party and getting a divorce party cake.
But they are. That's the point.
I think they're just, well.
I don't know if everyone's doing it, but I know that Kim Kardashian did it. And listen, if I know one thing about humanity, unfortunately today, is if you want to know what every dummy, sorry, I tried to think of a better word. Every freaking lemming is going to do in the next 3 years. You just have to look at what this lady does.
I think that.
And it's just rude.
I think it's a nice philosophy. If life gives you divorce, do a divorce party.
Life didn't give you divorce,
okay? I think
there
is something good in celebrating a new chapter and celebrating something that you've just gotten over that is pretty stressful.
I don't think it's classy. Because the whole point of it, listen, it's not about, yay, it's my divorce. Because, like, it's about, you know, let's take Kim, right? Okay, Kanye's hanging by a thread. And she is going to be Instagramming and tagging him. It's not about. Here's the thing. I know what your little divorce party is about. And I'm not going to be an accomplice. You know, come with me. Yeah, we're going to videotape it and mail it to him. No.
I don't think she's doing that. I think you're taking it a bit too. I think you're just a bit.
And men too. Let's say men as well.
You're a bit of a Scrooge. You don't like parties. And
no, it's not that I don't like parties. I just don't.
In the world.
No, it's not that I don't like parties. I think the problem is that I don't suffer this sort of like ignoring what's actually going on.
It's not ignoring.
And people get mad at me when I call it out. I'm like, look, like for example, when I say, listen, there's been people we know that have gotten married, and I go, well, that's just to have a party. The more expensive the wedding, the less likely they are to stay together, as far as I know. You know what I mean?
A lot of people have very expensive weddings these days. I mean, the average cost of a wedding is about 14 grand. So are you saying that everyone that's getting a 14 grand wedding is destined to be, you know? And actually, I read recently, because of Corona, there's a trend in having small weddings now. Whereas a lot of people
100%.
Corona has made people go, actually, do you know what? We just want to be married. We don't really care about the party. And they've gone off and just gone to a registry office.
Good.
And so I actually think that your observation of people having, I think it's actually changing. I think wedding trends are changing and people are having smaller things now.
I just think everyone who gets married should ask themselves, how much do you want a wedding And how much do you want to be married? Because listen,
I agree.
You know, unless
listen,
unless you can. Sorry, I didn't mean to say cut you off, Shia. I'm just saying, 14,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And when I hear these stories about like, and you, what is the tradition? Your dad pays for your poor parents.
Yeah.
They can't afford that. Do you understand investment? All I hear when you say 14,000 pounds, I'm like, you put that in the market.
Yeah.
You get some money, but what are you doing? I don't want cupcakes and flour.
Do you know what? If I were to get married, I think I would make the theme of my wedding, look how much money we haven't spent. And you just get the cheapest stuff ever. You know, in Friends.
Why do you even need to get stuff? I just don't even understand, like, who really needs to come? Really? I don't even think my friends. I can't really think of a friend that I need to like watch me get married.
You really are a grump.
No, I'm being serious. Like, what's the point?
What's the point? So your friends
why does my friend
you?
Like some of my best friends, like my buddy Nick in LA, like I mean, what?
Well,
first of all, it would be a dry bar. Nick's not coming anyway. I don't know. I'm just saying there are conventions. Listen, we live in a capitalist society, okay? And
yeah, I know.
Everything is a trap.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So you call me a Scrooge if you want. I'm a survivor.
You're also a tightwad, though, as well.
Yeah, go ahead. Call
you
me tightwad.
You really are a tightwad.
Because that's how you make it. That's how you survive on this
earth. I agree with you to a certain extent, but I do think your bitterness towards, you know, I think there are ways you can have a wedding party and it not cost the earth and you still have all your friends and it's a wonderful day and it's a beautiful thing.
I like
but
the...
But you're just like, oh no, everyone that gets married is like, you know, spending a ridiculous amount and do they actually really want to get married? Anyway, they probably just want to have a party. I think that's a very cynical way of looking at things. Yes, that exists. But I don't think it's the majority. And I think that, you know, people are now trending for smaller weddings, which is a positive thing. And I think you should.
Okay, that's fine. You can say cynical if you want. And I'm sorry that my accurate depiction of the world is upsetting to you. I can imagine it would be because it's a very harsh reality that we definitely live in. But if you said to the majority of people who get married, you go, you're not allowed to tweet this. You're not allowed to Instagram it. You're not allowed to brag about this whatsoever. You close your eyes and you're unionized with this person. I watch the cold feet. Wait a minute.
You mean?
You've lost
you
all the reason
guests.
For marriage.
You can still have guests, but you just can't tweet
no,
about it
No, you
on
just
social
close
media.
Your eyes and you go, you're in a circle. You hold hands with your mom and dad and there his mom and dad. You close your eyes. And you're binded. And no one knows except for when you say, oh, yeah, we're married. No one would get married again.
This is what I'm saying, though. Corona has made people realize that very thing. Weddings are getting smaller. You know, it's becoming a lot less showy. It's becoming a lot less money orientated. It's becoming very like we just went down to Gretna Green and got married. Like that is becoming the trend now. So I don't think that you're talking. I think you're talking out your bum.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want real commitment in 2021? You start a podcast with somebody. You commit to one episode a week.
Can I just say...
Every single week.
Can I just say, I have been on lockdown so long, I would love to go to a wedding right now. I think that it would be such a lovely thing. Like, it's everything. I read Sunday Times article by Dolly Alderton, who basically was talking about how weddings are like the antithesis of lockdown because it's lots of old people and young people hugging, eating, drinking, dancing, kissing, you know, it's just the absolute antithesis and it's a big party and everything. And it's like, yeah, do you know what? I really want to go. I'll go to a wedding. I'll go to a divorce party. Just invite me. I'm well up.
Zara's available.
I'm available.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm not saying I'm not all about being committed to someone for a very long time. Just obviously,
yeah,
you know that.
I know what you want to do.
I want to do a Tina Turner.
You want to do a Tina Turner?
You stay together till you're like 60, and then you just do it.
For the benefit of the listener, we watched a documentary on Tina Turner, and she married her long. She was with her partner for 27 years, and then they got married. And you said, "Oh, that's really sweet."
Yeah. I mean, like, just everything, yeah. Tina Turner
I
is
would
a
have
boss.
Thought, what's the point of getting married after 27 years. It's like, what's the point of getting divorced after 27 years? Like, that's Melinda and Bill. And what's the point of getting married after 27 years? It's like...
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to say, I understand this whole what's the point, but that's kind of a crazy... From Bill and Melinda's point of view, if they said, yeah, we were going to get divorced, we thought, what's the point? I don't know. That's a little sadder than actually getting divorced, but let's move on.
Yeah, we've talked about this way too long.
Okay, so small talk. This is another...
More specifically, small talk towards people who are servicing you.
All right. Now, I'm afraid we're going to sound like absolute dicks, right, Russell, but let me just say,
Russell thinks that if we say to the listeners that we have a cleaner, we're going to sound like dicks. Most people have a cleaner.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like it's £20 twice a month. It's like not.
It's a little more than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but whatever. Okay. The point is this idea of small talk. And this is also, I'll add on to this so you guys to just understand where we're coming from. I got a haircut recently. So the point of this conversation is, how much small talk should you do with, someone who's performing a service for you? I got a haircut recently, and I'm terrified he's going to listen to the podcast. He's a great first, because he's also, he looks like he can physically handle himself. And if you are listening, you're an artist. I love what you're doing to my hair. And I love your conversation, but I have to be honest. He is cutting, and I engaged him in conversation because, as I like to do to make people feel comfortable, he would cease from cutting to do these long speeches.
Yeah.
This haircut took four times longer than it should have taken.
That's annoying.
I thought, why can't you just keep cutting?
I had the same thing with a bikini wax. So I'd go for my bikini wax. And she'd start being like telling me a story about something, and then she'd stop. She'd have the wax like ready to rip off, but she wouldn't rip it off until she finished her story. And then I'd be like, "Can you just like I want to get my bikini wax done ASAP, like in as quick as possible." And she would just, you know, it's you don't want to be rude to them because you want to form a relationship with them, because especially your hairdresser, I mean, he's done the best job in years. I mean, he's the first hairdresser that hasn't made you look like Ellen DeGeneres. So,
yeah, we're really working together. This is the first time I've realized
him.
Absolutely. This is the first time I've realized the reciprocal, the collaboration that is involved with getting a haircut. My friend Tom Ward has a
very
specific
technical
haircut, and he was the one who put this idea in my head. I said, "Who cuts your hair?" Because he's got this bizarre bowl cut thing, right?
Yeah.
This like Emo Phillips situation. And I'm like, "Well," and he said, "You have to develop a relationship over many years." And I said, "Okay." So I've got
you got to go to
talk
to
this
one.
Guy. I've said, "No, I like it like this," and we're really how can I say, hey, can you a little more snippy, a little less chatty, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I think you have to sort of like, well, didn't you just start doing like one word answers and like you started like asking questions that weren't really going to involve long anecdotes?
I tried to stop talking, but then I would say something and he'd go, well, and he'd put his scissors down and he would do like an act out. And I was like, can you snip? I mean, to be honest, the gesticulation isn't adding much to the conversation. But
maybe he'll do it for a certain amount of time and then he'll realize that he's gassing too much. But also, you did say that he wasn't very busy. So maybe if
that's
you go
true.
At
caught him on the
busy,
wrong day.
Go at a busy time, he won't have time to chat.
And then he'll probably offend me.
Why?
Because if he's just like, whatever, snip, out.
Oh,
like,
that's
hey,
what
hey,
I love
hey,
about
hey.
I love a hairdresser that doesn't
I
talk
snip,
to me.
I want to snipping out. But then on the other side of that,
on the other
we
side,
get a cleaner.
A cleaner wanting us to shut up.
Right. We've talked
too much
because you and I panic a little bit because we don't want to be rude.
Mm.
So we like to do a greeting.
Mm. We greet in our masks.
But then if the cleaner shows up and we just say, see you later, it feels very rude.
Yeah. So we ask her about her day. We ask her about her house. We ask her about, you know, her kids, blah, blah, blah.
And we care. We have a good relationship.
We care. And we got into a nice conversation about charity shops and ethical buying of clothes and stuff. But then the other week, you said she was looking pissed off because she wanted to finish her cleaning session as quick as possible, it looked like. And we were delaying her because we hadn't left the house.
Because I had to fix the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dyson. Hey, why don't you send Boris a text about that, Dyson? Yeah, a little political humor for you.
So we are trying. Because
your freaking vacuum gets clogged.
We are trying to get the right balance between small talk with our cleaner, but not too much small talk. So today, when she came, we literally went, see you later, bye. And I almost feel like I need to text her and be like, sorry, we didn't chat. But we had to like get somewhere.
Yeah.
But she, you know that she prefers it because
yeah,
she
could I think just so.
Get in and get out then.
No, I say, hey, how are you? And the way we make up for it, like, you know, we try to keep it pretty tidy around here anyway. You know, she's not coming in. This isn't like Nomad Land.
Yeah.
She's just down on her knees.
Yeah. You well, know, I just make sure the toilet is not too disgusting after you.
And I still contend that this conversation about wondering what we should say to our cleaners puts us on the total dicks list because we just sound like complete dicks right now. Like, I hope that...
No, because
how to treat your servants. No, welcome.
Because I thought about I asked her about getting a job as a cleaner, and I can imagine myself getting a job as a cleaner and then still getting a cleaner to do my house, because there's something about like getting, I don't like cleaning my house, but I'll happily for money go and clean other people's houses. I think it's a nice job. Actually, I used to clean the toilets in Wetherspoons in Camberley. Yeah, that was
wow.
Yeah,
well, there you go then. Something we can all agree on. Hugs. Boris Johnson is doing something where he's saying...
whether we can hug or not from the 17th of May.
Right. And I will... we can both agree that I don't need hugs.
I'm not into hugging.
Honestly, one of the best things about this is the elimination of shaking hands and hugging.
Yeah.
I showed Zara for the first time that clip of Jerry Seinfeld denying Kesha, which is... such a fantastic clip. If you've not seen it, it's on YouTube. And I just loved it so much because,
explain what happened.
So Kesha walks up to him and just goes, hi, he's in the middle of an interview and she goes, hi, I'm Kesha. And that part I forgot. But now that I look back on it, that is so annoying.
Yeah.
This idea that like, I'm going to tell you I'm Kesha. And then he denies her and she is devastated. And what I love about that is you can just tell this is someone who has not heard no. For years. Mm. You know, hi, I'm Kesha. Like, really? What does that mean?
But you...
is she doing that? Like, that'll be £15 for your coffee and tea. And she, I'm Kesha. Can I just not?
I get away with stuff.
Hi, I'm Kesha. Can I just not? Thank you. Bye. I'm not going to pay for it because I'm Kesha. I say I'm Kesha. Oh, this has been a murder. I'm Kesha.
I want a hug from Jerry Seinfeld. He's going to hug me if I just go,
I just say I'm Kesha.
But the thing is, right, I'm like, you raised a very good point earlier about the whole issue of consent, because if a man went up to a woman and said, can I hug you? And the woman said, no, I don't want you touching me. You'd be like, fair enough. And it's like, yeah, like we don't have why do people feel the need to have this contact? Also, if Boris Johnson, on another note, Boris Johnson says we can hug people, but I always find hugging really awkward, because do you kiss them on the cheek? Do you kiss them twice? Do you just do a hug?
Oh yeah,
you know, it's
that
very,
kiss thing.
Oh,
that it's so confusing. Throws me for a loop.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden I'm like Muhammad Ali. I'm like going, I'm doing like two slips. Like, yeah. Whoosh, and that is something we don't do in America.
Yeah. It's thing. Very continental. I think it's, started I think it's, a, I think it's, France.
A yeah, but I think it's a tricky little thing that lechers do, and also cougars.
Yeah.
Old men and cougars do it. They go, oh, this is an acceptable way to give you a little.
Yes, the amount of times I've had like an old man give me a sloppy kiss,
there
like
you
right
go.
By the lip.
That's who it is.
And you're just like, and embraced you for that little bit too long. You're like,
I only get the double kiss from people that I'm like.
That want to touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was quite used to it growing up with an Egyptian family.
It's a micro molestation.
Micro molestation. I was quite used to it growing up with an Egyptian family. So whenever I used to go around hang out with Egyptian family, it would always be mwah, 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 like double kiss.
What about when the kiss is a little too close sometimes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that old
man. You caught a corner of lips there.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what's going on? I mean, I think we've all been in that position when the double kiss gets out of control.
Yeah.
Hi, it's good on a first date. Nice to meet you, madam.
It's good on a first date. because the man sort of like goes in, and if the girl is not up for the kiss, you can just turn your cheek, and so that first kiss turns into just a friendly
kiss, there's no way to style that out. We're not gonna go, you go in for the kiss and turn the cheek. We're not gonna go, oh, I guess she just wanted the double kiss. There's no way to put sugar on that.
Well, it's a good rejection. Way to reject men if you don't want them to snog your face off.
That is true.
You know?
Do the turn.
Do the turn.
Do the handout. Do the stiff arm. Do the Jerry. No, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what you say. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's offensive. I don't know why, but I just think that I personally think we should bow.
But yeah, that's
like quite the Japanese.
Nice. It's very Buddhist as well.
And
like
I don't think, I'm not sure the Japanese always bow to each other, but that could be a very ignorant thing for me to say. But I think that there is.
Yeah, I like
at
that.
At least, you know, yeah. If they don't, they should. Why don't we just bow? How nice is that?
What we've been doing recently since the lockdown is that sort of like L-shaped fist arm.
I like the elbow.
Yeah, is that it? Give him the elbow.
There's a few things I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep the elbow. I think I'm going to keep the mask for certain situations. I'm definitely going to be washing these hands. I'm going to be scrubbing these mitts more than I used to.
Yeah, I think that...
Social distancing, not going outside, never going to parties, and avoiding people at all costs.
You've just loved those things. You basically just lived your life.
Yeah, I mean, really, all I would like to open back up is my income, more income, and I'll just continue to recede from society at all costs. Mm. Yeah, I think so. Mm. Except for my girlfriend, and I'll keep doing this podcast.
So you won't be hugging if Boris. The thing is, if Boris says we can hug. There's something about him saying that we can hug. It's a bit like someone saying, oh, you can have sex with this guy now. And it's like, well, actually, it's more fun when it's not allowed, isn't it?
What? So yeah.
If Boris is telling you to hug,
come on, Boris.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's no fun now.
No, it's no fun. I like the risk.
Anyway, so I don't really need hugging to come back. But that's the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We put the world to rights, as always. We want to thank you so much for listening, everybody. This is an independent podcast. We tell you that every week. We don't have a producer. We don't have, like, a big net. This is just us in our kitchen, old school. And so anything you can do to help us, if you can share it, if you can review it, if you can just do the 5-star review, just push the little button. Hey, I know you're busy, but that helps us massively. Share it with people. Tell people about it, and
write in to us if you have any topics that you want us to discuss.
Yep, Zara at ZaraBerry1 on Twitter. I'm at Russell Hicks with 2 S's on the end on Instagram. You can get a hold of us, and that's it. We appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.